It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. We'd love you to pop in, have a bite to eat, have a pint or whatever you want to do. So during the nice summer days and the cold winter days, there is nowhere nicer. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, suffice to say, before I tell you, at the end of this episode, we'll be giving away more of our Opinions Matter travel mug, so stay listening for that. We will have the mechanic of how to enter the competition at the end of this episode. Now, Amy has written to us, and here's what Amy says. If you can talk about this, I'd be grateful, because I'm so angry about it. I'm on holidays in Marbella at the moment, and the other day there was drama at the reception area. There's a father staying here with his daughter. Lovely man. I was chatting to him by the pool last week. He's from Newcastle in England and was here with his daughter. I'd say he was about 50 and she was 14 or 15. On Saturday, there was an argument at the hotel reception and one of the managers was asking him how he was related to his daughter and for proof. And naturally enough, he was getting pissed off. The police were called and as far as I know, he had to get something emailed over from her mother to confirm. I was so angry over this. He checked out on Sunday, but I told him to sue. He gave me his number, so I'll try get him to speak to you guys. But you need to highlight this. And that is from a lady called Amy. And in fairness to Amy, she did get in touch with the man and she did ask the man to talk to us. But he has decided, well, he basically told us that he is taking legal action. And as a result, he can't really talk to
us. Also sent an
email. It's for that reason that we're not identifying the hotel, because there are some legal proceedings going on.
Yeah, we also sent an email to the hotel to ask them exactly what happened. And they haven't sent us an email back yet. We've sent actually two emails at this stage. Mm-hmm. So, well, we know what we know, and that is from. I mean, it will be great if he does get to talk to us. But I was horrified by this story. This has happened a few times, by the way.
Yes, it has. Yeah,
I was looking. It's happened in theme parks as well, where fathers have been there with their teenage daughters or whatever. And how in God's name could you think that was okay?
What, to call the police?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's turn it on its head for a second.
Anybody
when somebody is being groomed, when a child is being groomed,
they're not brought to the Costa del Sol on holidays. So how would that bloody happen?
Who's clever enough to make their relationship look like a father daughter relationship?
How in God's name could that child have been taken out of the country and on a plane forcibly without kicking and screaming on the plane?
I don't know, but the fact of the matter is that kids are groomed. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm not doubting there's such thing as grooming gangs.
That's good.
Yeah.
In order to persuade people that your relationship is a normal relationship while you're being groomed, a groomer will pass the relationship off as a father and daughter relationship.
I would hit the roof. I would sue the arse off them. I would go mad, because this would not happen if the child was in the care of a woman. Now, here's the problem nowadays, and this is the problem. Back in the day, when we as kids would have gone away with our parents, naturally, kids would have the same name as the mother and same name as the father. But now that's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And with blended families and mixed families and all that, and in fact, what we do know about this father is that he is a separated father. So I'm assuming, or not a separated father, but a single father. So I don't even know if he ever was married. So I'm assuming that the child probably has her surname. So when they take out the passports...
Yeah, they have different surnames. Yes, and this can be an issue for an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
It can be an issue at the airport, going through the airport. In fact, I was only speaking to somebody recently who had this exact problem going through the airport with her child, because the child had a different surname, and she was questioned about it. Now, they quickly let her through, but she was questioned about it. Anyway, the argument here is... You can't be too safe these days. That's the argument that I've heard from a number of people who have gotten in contact with us in the past while. Basically, you just can't be too careful these days. What do you say to that argument?
it's insulting. Now, this happened to me as well. I'm not going to tell it. I'll tell the story a bit later on because I don't want to make it about me because it's about this fella. I don't even know if I told this story before, but it happened to me, 3 years ago? With my youngest. Yeah, it happened to me in a place in Dublin where a woman stopped me and asked me, was the child mine? And I'll tell you the full story in a bit. But because I happen to be, obviously, I'm a bit touchy about it, but I would sue the arse off them. That is the most, it's the most disgusting false claim you can make about somebody, that they're trafficking the child.
Yes, no, I agree. Well, no, he wasn't accused of trafficking the child. He was asked to prove that she was his daughter. Now, he ended up having to get on to the child's mother, and I don't know, did she provide him a copy of her birth cert or something like that, and maybe his name is on the birth cert, and that was able to prove it. But he had to contact the child's mother to go through it with them.
I would go
and
mad.
Then he checked out of the hotel. He left. He wasn't having any of that.
Yeah.
But again,
a hotel has no right to question. Absolutely no
okay,
right
so what
question.
If it was a situation of a child, a teenager with an adult being groomed?
What are the chances?
There are chances that it could. Well, okay, the question I'm asking...
What harm?
The hotel asked, is this your daughter? He says yes. Can you prove that to us? He had to get on to the mother, get her...
You know that was said to me. You know that was said to me in that place in Wicklow. And I said, it's none of your effing business.
But it kind of is some of their effing business.
No, nobody will question whether
we all have a job to... Now, I don't know how she could question because your daughter's the image of you, but I think that maybe... Stop making such a big deal.
If your child doesn't have...
If this child was being groomed in the hotel and the hotel did nothing about it, there'll be absolute uproar.
So if your child doesn't happen to look like you, you should be able to be questioned.
All you had to do was say, yes, I am her father. I'll get a copy of her birth cert. We'll show you that. That'll be the end of that.
If they said that to me, yeah. If they asked me that question, and I'm not a Karen. If I was at a hotel reception and a member of staff said to me, yeah, are you that child's father? I'd tell them to go fuck themselves. Absolutely go
and obviously
fuck
he,
yourself.
Obviously he did at the start, and that's why the police were called.
And he was dead right. He was dead right.
But that's why the police were called, because he wouldn't cooperate. He told them to piss off. I'm not answering your questions.
What a disgusting accusation to make of someone. That your own child has been groomed by you.
No, that's not what the hotel said. That is not what the hotel said.
All the hotel said was,
is that your daughter with you, and can you prove it, please? That's all. All you had to do was get a copy of her birth cert, and that would have been the end of the matter.
Give them nothing. Not entitled to it. They are not entitled to it.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note.
I'm looking over at a grown man with a young girl going, hang on, this doesn't look fucking right. Would you rather the young girl walk out, show signs of abuse before the act? What is it with people getting offended over other people being on their guard? Come on, it's fucking crazy. It is crazy the way people are looking at one another today. Fair play to whoever that hotel staff was, and as I put in the comment there earlier on, I think you should send an opinions matter mug over to the man for being such eagle-eyed, you know, like, and sensing, like, hang on a minute, something's not adding up here. Thank God it did add up in the end. But you know what? If he had saved that young girl's life, we would have been talking about a completely different thing today. Or would we? Would we be silenced on it again? Like what mainstream media is doing? You know? Dirtbags out there. Dirtbags.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
So that message that we played before the break, there are dirtbags out there. Had this child been groomed, we would be speaking a completely different tune if the hotel did nothing about it. And that was the exact point I made just a couple of minutes ago.
That's easy coming from someone who's never had that happen to them. And it's well and good, Keith. You will never know what it's like to be questioned whether or not you're the father of the child. And because it happened to me, I have a very strong opinion about it. You've never had someone say to you, Keith, are you trying to kidnap that child? Or are you grooming that child?
Nobody said that to him. Nobody said that to him. And let me make this perfectly clear. The hotel in Marbella did not accuse this man of grooming a child. All they said is that your daughter? Can you prove that to us? That was it. That was all. Nothing more, nothing less. He obviously threw his toys out of the pram, threw a hissy fit, and they called the police.
Nobody will accuse me of the wrong of something like that.
No, he wasn't accused of anything. He literally wasn't accused of anything. He was merely asked, is that your daughter? Yes, it is. I'll get you the birth cert in 10 minutes.
No, none of your business. They've no right. They literally have no right.
Jennifer, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing well. How are you, lad?
Good, thanks, Jennifer. Sorry to cut across you, Jennifer. They do have a right because under law, I don't know if it's law in Spain, but certainly here, we have a moral obligation to report a suspected crime against a child.
But there was no suspicion.
They were suspicious.
No, there's no suspicion.
They asked him, is he the father? Sorry, Jennifer, go on.
Jennifer, do you think it's suspicious for a man in his 50s to be away in a hotel with a teenage girl who happens to be his daughter? Do you think that's suspicion?
No, not at all. But then again, some things can be like mistaken. Like maybe the hotel staff saw something that they felt that wasn't right, but could have been just completely innocent. It's very easy to make misunderstandings.
And do you think that the hotel was within its right to ask the man, is that your daughter with you?
Yes, because I do know, I'm not sure if this goes to hotels, but I do know that some staff do have like obligations to report suspicious activity to the police. Like I know like some childcare minders are like obligated to. So
we actually all have that obligation certainly in Irish law to report.
I know, like some like occupations, like literally in their job description,
yes,
say that if they like see anything suspicious, they must report it to a member of police.
And I would imagine that is the case with this hotel. And in other words, Jeremy, they were,
so hang on.
They were only doing what they thought was the right thing to do.
There was one day last year, guys, when we were on the family holiday, obviously, yeah? And there was one day where some of my family went to the local markets, to the Spanish markets, and I was left in the hotel with my middle daughter. So she was 5 at the time, yeah? And we were by the pool. I was putting sun cream on her back. You know, we were chatting by the poolside. Is that suspicious? Were people? I'm thinking now. Were people looking at me?
You didn't check into the hotel on your own with that one child.
No, but people wouldn't have known. People don't know in a hotel.
This was reception that dealt with this.
Yes,
because reception knew man checked in with the child on his own.
Yeah, but it wasn't the day you checked in that they said it.
It was a day or two later. Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, when I was sitting by the pool putting sun cream on my daughter's back, were people thinking, Jesus, he's a groomer? Is that where we're at, lads?
Jennifer, you obviously believe that the hotel was within its rights to at least ask a question.
Yes, I will say this, like I posted in the comment on Facebook, I don't believe anyone is necessarily in the wrong here. Yes, the father has like all the right to be mad at that, but again, he may have overreacted a little bit if it resulted in the police being called. But also, again, if the hotel staff thought something was off, then I would much rather have them like say something and be wrong than not say anything at all.
That's exactly the point that I was trying to make to Jeremy, that surely asking a question about your parentage is better than not asking any question at all when it comes to a child.
I'll tell you the story very quickly, Jennifer. I'll tell all of you the story. A few years ago, we were up in Paris Court, the waterfall, and we were all having a great day, a great picnic, and my daughter needed to go to the toilet really quick, and she didn't want to leave the picnic. So I picked her up, and my wife said, pick her up and bring her to the toilet. So I picked her up, and she was screaming that she didn't want to be picked up. She was only 1.5, I think, at the time. She was screaming that she didn't want to, and I'm running towards the toilet with her in my arms. So picture this, guys. I'm running back to the, and it's about a 10-minute walk, I'd say, maybe 5-minute run, and I'm holding her in my arms. She's screaming and like trying to push me off, and I'm trying to get her to the toilet. And as I'm running towards the toilet, a woman approaches me. Well, she actually corralled me. She stood in front of me and she says, where are you going with that child? Like, hello, where are you going with that child? I says, first of all, none of your fucking business. And I did curse at her. None of your fucking business. I'm bringing her to the toilet. And she says, is that child yours?
Yeah.
I said, would you go and fuck off? And that was exactly...
Now, if that set of circumstances happened, I would say it would serve you right if the police were called. A child screaming and you're running with her in your arms.
My child.
If you were robbing... How does that woman know that, looking at you? How does she know that's your child?
She needs to get a life.
If you were robbing a child would naturally scream like that in your arms you were running away.
That particular day, it was a lovely sunny day up in Paris Court. There was loads of people there. You think someone's going to pick up a child and just run away with them like that? Really? Be seen by everybody.
I think that woman was well within her rights to ask you. What do you think of that, Jennifer?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If I was in that situation, I saw like a grown man running away with a screaming child, I'd confront them as well. And honestly, no offense, but with the response of like, go fuck yourself and stuff, my suspicion would go even higher.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, absolutely. No, that was the correct response for her, because she was being a Karen, sticking her nose where it didn't belong. You know, asking.
Well, no.
Okay, if somebody,
someone might be kidnapping, then yeah, I'd say yes.
If somebody had robbed your daughter, Jeremy,
yeah,
I'm sure you would have appreciated that woman stopping them.
Okay, that doesn't happen too often, by the way. Babies aren't just picked up in public places and robbed. That literally doesn't happen. Okay?
I agree. It doesn't happen very often, but it can happen. It does happen, maybe not very often, but I would have thought.
But I was hardly going.
You should have been praising that woman.
No.
For doing that.
The absolute cheek of her. The cheek of her to think that I was robbing my own.
And she's meant to know by instinct that you're the child's father. By instinct, she's meant to know that.
It's not up to me to have to prove that the child is my father. I know the child is my father.
Is your father,
or is my daughter? I was just so horrified, And even supposing I wasn't the father, all I would have to say was yeah and just keep walking. What was she going to do about it? Like, she wasn't stopping me because I kept on walking. And in fact, later on, about an hour later after we finished the barbecue, she saw me leaving with my family, packing the stuff into the back of the car. So she knew then that I was the child's father, but she didn't ring the police, lads.
All right, let me read a message that came in to us.
She didn't ring the police.
No, that's fine. Let me read a message that came in to us, and it says, my dad was a single father with me. I'm now 28. And like this, we did everything together. Holidays, meals out and so on, even still now. I think sometimes people need to mind their own business. That is actually insane. A father bringing his daughter on a holiday and getting accusations, that is actually insane. Surely the staff could have seen from the check-in or their passports or the booking a bit of common sense. Now, what we do know, by the way, what we do know is that their names are different names on their passports. His surname and the child's surname are different surnames.
So what other proof can you get?
Is the birth cert, which is what he eventually did, okay? When the police arrived,
what we assume was sent by email. Yeah.
When the police arrived, he was able to produce a copy of the child's birth cert.
Which would have both parents' names on it.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
So that proved that he was the child's father. So he ended up having. Anyway, the bottom line is he checked out of the hotel like you would, have an absolute hissy fit. Checked out of the hotel, and
I would sue them into oblivion. I'd put them out of business
for caring.
I would put
for
them
caring.
Out of business. No, for accusing me.
No.
I can't
stress this enough. No accusations were made to this father. The only question was asked,
the inference.
You that child's father? So you would sue them for caring about your child?
I'd sue them for accusing me of a disgusting thing.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Kieran, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Kieran. What did you want to say on this?
This really gets on my nerve, and I'm not really going to go down the route of, you know, this is getting weird for single fathers, because this is what's happening. I lost my wife 7 years ago. And I had two young children at the time. And ever since then, it's been an absolute nightmare. Now, in as I said, I'm not going to really go down that route. But in terms of the hotel, they ask a question, is this your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yes, it's clear from the application. If I was up to anything, I wouldn't use a real name. I would say, yep, this is my daughter. Can you prove that? No, I can't. All right, there's her passport. There's my passport. We need a birth cert. I said, I don't carry a birth cert with me. Never have done, never will do. The local police arrive. What are they going to do if you don't have a birth cert?
Now,
whether your name is the same as your daughter's or not.
And that's what I was about to ask you. Is your name the same as your daughter's?
It is in this case, yes. But that doesn't necessarily have to be the case, does it?
But I have known many examples of many.
It could be a niece or a niece or a nephew or whatever.
Okay, no, I agree. But I've known many examples. In fact, this is a regular thing. In fact, this is even being discussed in government at the moment about the need for some parents to have to carry a child's birth cert with them when they're going on holidays to prove that they are actually the child's parents. Now, this is happening regularly. So, I mean, if it's something that you're being questioned about, why not just carry the birth cert?
Because you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to.
No, well, I agree with Jeremy there. You shouldn't have to. But another point is, I can get anybody's birth cert. They're all public records. I can get my next door neighbour's birth cert and pretend it's my daughter. So how is that law going to be enforced? If I was that evil and wanted to go down that route and bring, you know, and check into a hotel with a strange child, you know, I could order 4 birth certs tomorrow from everyone who lives on my road. I know their details. I know their father. I know their mother. And, you know, the public record. So they'll have to come up with a different law than that. I would be strongly in favour of stronger checks.
Okay. But again, this is a hotel. I don't know what the hotel saw that made them ask the question, okay? Can't even speculate on that.
Yeah.
And as I said, this man, we haven't spoken to him directly. Amy did contact him, and he wouldn't speak to us because there is legal action pending over this, okay? So we obviously don't want to get involved in all that. But was the hotel not right for caring enough to ask a question?
Well, they should have policies in place, absolutely. And they can ask a question. But what happens if, like people have said, what happens if I turn around and say, none of your business, get the local police? Well,
that is precisely what happened in Marbella last week. The man said, piss off, mind your own business, she is my daughter, prove it. No, I'm not going to bother. And then they called the police.
That's fine, call the police. They wouldn't get my name off me.
He's actually right. He's doing nothing wrong.
No, I know he's doing nothing wrong.
I wouldn't even cooperate. If they call the police, I wouldn't even cooperate. I'd rather go and get arrested.
And risk getting arrested.
Yeah, and they can hold me for whatever it is they can hold me, and then they have to let me go. There's no charge.
Is it not just as easy to do what he did in the end, which was get the child's mother to send him a photograph of the birth cert that shows his name on it?
It's an insult and it's an accusation.
Exactly. And where do you go in my case? I've nobody at home, you know, who can send me a copy of my birth cert or the child's birth cert.
And what age are your children?
They're past children now. But at the time... If somebody wants me to prove that it happened to me in America 2 years ago, there was a law regarding alcohol. My daughter had just turned 18, and I was told by law that, you know, most states are 21, but I don't want to go off point, but in one of the states there's a law, if you can buy a minor a drink, providing it's your daughter. And I produced 2 passports. This is my daughter. Yeah, there was no issue. I got her a drink. I would be strongly in favour of stricter controls, but you have to be careful of how you word it and how you enforce them and what they are.
Okay, but again, what is unreasonable about the hotel reception asking this man, is this your daughter? Now, by the way, sorry, they should have asked the question when they were checking into the hotel in the first place, but they didn't. And
I'll tell you what's reasonable. Okay, if there was a Europe-wide alert going on, that a child had gone missing. Okay, so when children go missing now, we have this great system, what's it called, a cry alert, isn't that what called, a CRI alert, that goes out, and everybody, when a child goes missing, it's brilliant now, things could never be safer for children. So when a child goes missing in Ireland, for argument's sake, you'll have it up on the M50, you'll have signs up, everybody will get notifications on their phone. So if a child is reported missing, everybody knows about it. So if that was going on at the time, I would say I would say yes. But if it's not going, or if it was going on like a week after the Madeleine McCann situation, I'd say, fair enough. But this is just a father and his teenage daughter. That would ruin the fucking holiday, pardon my French. That would absolutely...
Well, it obviously did because he packed up and left.
Oh, the more I think about it, shame on that hotel.
I don't know how you can say shame on the hotel.
I can say it because they wouldn't have done it had it been a mother. Would you agree?
Kieran,
would you agree? Would you agree that they wouldn't have done this if it was a mother and her daughter?
Absolutely.
So what is
another? Another thing is you have to imagine the effect on any other children that are with you. You know, when I mentioned that point a minute ago about buying my daughter a drink, the fact that I was arguing with a guard upset my other child, and that's why I pulled out and you know, eventually went to another place, showed the ID. So you have to remember, everyone's focusing on the effect on the so-called father. But you have to remember the effect on any other people that are present. that, you know, your other children who might be 7 or 8, why is daddy been talking to a policeman and they're crying their eyes out? Then what do you do? And you're trying your best to produce a birth cert that's at home.
And in fact, it had an effect on Amy, who was the lady who contacted us. She was just a bystander witnessing what was going on at the hotel reception and got to talking to the man afterwards, which is how we've been given this whole story. She was affected by it because she thought it was disgraceful.
Yeah. Well, if you feel that strongly about it, make a stronger law. I'm sorry, you cannot check into this hotel unless you produce this, and this. And that's not our policy, it's law.
No, you're probably right. Although, Jeremy, if there was a law, you'd ignore that as well. If there was a law...
No, I wouldn't ignore it. No,
I'm saying
law.
To Jeremy here,
sorry, what's the
if
law?
It became
sorry,
law that you couldn't check into a hotel with your daughter, unless you produce a birth cert to show that it is your daughter, would you just ignore that law?
Oh, once it's for both parents, once it's for mothers as well as fathers, then I probably wouldn't have... But that's not going to happen because that's actually insulting as well. Okay, not every child. Not every child that is alone with an adult is being groomed. For God's sake.
No, obviously not. But I can't get over you criticizing the hotel for actually caring enough to ask a bloody question.
Okay, but if this child was being groomed, yeah, I'm sorry. By the way, there's no question that it was. But if this child in this hotel in Marbella, yeah, was being groomed by this man, yeah. If that was the case, and she had been taken out of the country, yeah, do you not think that it would have been all over the news? Child gone missing, 15-year-old gone missing. Yeah?
Not necessarily, no.
So it wouldn't. They wouldn't report on it.
Or not straight away. Let me bring in Glenn.
How's it going, lads? I hope everyone's well. I haven't read your comments, so I don't know what way the comments are going or who decided. But I hope a majority of them, like 99%, and also at the hotel. Because at the end of the day, I always ask them, what do people do to prevent children being abducted or sold into prostitution or whatever? Or they call it CSAM, material being made now and things like that. But this hotel did everything they could to go, who are you? What's the connection? Blah, blah, blah. And especially in a foreign country. You know what I mean? It should have been a golden rule ever since Madeleine McCann went missing from the resort, from the apartment, that every hotel in the foreign land needs to ask for proof of documentation of both people if the child's under 18.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, you heard that message we played before the break from Glenn, and he's basically saying, I hope everybody is siding with the hotel. Well, as you can hear, Glenn, no, not everybody is siding with the hotel, to be quite honest with you. Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, guys.
Well, Sarah, is this an absolute insult? Was this father right to say, no, she is my daughter, but I'm not getting the birth cert, to the point that the police were called?
Yeah, I think so. I think if they're going to ask people, like, if they're kids or want proof, do a check-in and then that's it, sorted.
Now, maybe maybe that's part of the issue, that this didn't happen, that check-in. Maybe because...
But it has to happen across the board and let people know that when they're booking in or booking this place or whatever, that they could be asked or whatever, or just ask everybody. But no, not to just single them out a few days or whatever it was afterwards. No, I'd hit the roof.
Now, again, we don't know what was going on in the background. We don't know why, out of the blue, the hotel called him over and asked him this question.
Somebody obviously thought there's something dirty and inappropriate in their head.
Maybe
about it. They did. They thought that he was grooming a kid. Like, do we know what age the kid was or anything?
She's 14 or 15.
Yeah, they thought something dirty. That's simple as. They did.
But again, I said to you already, Sarah, we all have a legal, not a moral, a legal obligation to report any suspicions that we may have of issues with children.
Yeah, the key word there, Adrian, is suspicion. There's nothing suspicious about a man being on holidays with us. That's not suspicious.
Could they not go to the system or ask the man, just wonder, what room are you going here? Like, what room are you in? Go to the system. Yeah, he's checked in with that girl. Their same last name. Well, they're different.
But they didn't have the same last name. That's part of the problem.
If he's a predator, he's not going to bring a kid to a hotel. Come on.
Yeah. There's common sense. I don't know what way a groomer's mind thinks or whatever, but Sarah's right. If you're grooming a child.
Come on, like, you didn't see a man check in with Madeleine McCann, did he? Like, she'd have been flagged straight away. So come on, like, nobody in their right mind, like, is going to check in, and the kid would be kicking up mortar. 14, they'd be kicking up mortar.
And now, you know, the air of suspicion and all this. There was no suspicion here from what we can gather.
We don't know, because he wouldn't go into any detail with us. We don't know.
Cream on our back. Let's just assume he was putting sun cream on the child's back.
Which he would have been doing, yeah.
Which he could have, yeah, because nobody can reach their back. Let's just say he was doing that and some idiot thought something dirty about it. If anything, it's the idiot's fault for thinking it. I hope he feels the arse off them.
Okay, so you think that the hotel were bang out of order to ask this man, is that child yours?
In that sense, yeah, like the way that they came out with it, 100%. There could have been ways around that, you know what I mean? Oh God, she looks like you, or, you know, like, could have even sussed out the child did look like him first before even just approaching and saying something stupid like that. Because 99% of kids will look like their parents.
And as well.
You'll always be able to suss out, like, if that's a parent.
And when we're talking about, you know, there was something suspicious going on, had this father and daughter been seen in the bar of the hotel earlier that evening and he was plying her with drink, yeah? He was literally...
That's different.
Then you'd go, whoa, there's something going on here that's not right. This isn't right. Or if he was kissing her on the lips, you'd call the police straight away and you'd be right to do that. But this was just a father having an innocent holiday with his child and everybody is making it
more
out.
More than likely putting sun cream on the child's back.
Yeah, he probably was, like I did that time. And now I dread to think that people were looking at me going, Jesus Christ, look at that dirty old man.
Nobody would have thought that. Your child is literally your twin. He's a weirdo.
Yeah, I know, and I'm very lucky, but in a lot of cases now, you have children who are even a different race to their parents. Mm-hmm. So you could have a father who's as white as I am, having a mixed race daughter or a mixed race son.
But again, I don't understand how you're critical of the hotel for asking a question that was being
asked. The way they went about it.
Yeah, the question was being asked in the interest of the child.
No, they profiled him. They profiled him because he's a man.
They did. That's the word. That's it. They profiled him as a pedo.
They did, Adrian. How can you think that's acceptable?
Stay there for a second, Sarah. I want to bring in Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
What's wrong with erring on the side of caution? What is wrong with that? I actually find it a bit hysterical, really, saying people giving out about, like, oh, we need to protect children. A hotel is looking in the best interest of a child and everyone's getting their arm up in arms and like, oh, you can't say that, you can't do that. It's actually hysterical. They were looking out for the best interest of the child. It was a question. And that, you answer the question, you don't get gobby, and you move on with your life.
And that's the point.
It wasn't just a question, it was an assumption.
No, it wasn't. It was a question.
It was a question.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was an assumption.
It was an assumption. They had him marked as a pedo from the get-go. Why not ask him when he checked
no,
in?
No, they didn't. They were asking,
they did.
Is this your daughter? Is this your child?
Did they ask the rest of the people that were there with their kids, including women?
I thought it was just the dad and the daughter, was it?
Well, that's my point. Why just single him now?
Because I could be wrong, but statistically, aren't men more the perpetrators in these kind of things?
No.
I could be wrong now. I'm not
wrong. Yeah, wrong.
Oh, okay, Sarah. Well, I dare you to name a famous woman paedophile. I dare you, because I can't think of any.
Well, I probably legally couldn't actually say her name, but yeah, I could give you a few.
I'm sure you could.
Jess, women on the side of caution.
Women have the capability to abuse children as well.
Oh, I know. Women are no angels. They aren't. But it is more men that probably do commit these types of crimes.
You believe that the hotel
isn't going to get you anywhere.
Okay, you believe that the hotel should be praised for this, do you?
Oh yeah, it's not wrong erring on the side of caution, especially in this day and age.
Well, there you are, Sarah, erring on the side of caution in this day and age.
Say that again.
She's basically saying there's nothing wrong with erring on the side of caution in this day and age.
She also thinks that women can't be pedophiles, so she's a fucking idiot. She's an idiot.
I didn't say that. I said name me a famous one, but you couldn't.
Hang on, a famous? Why did he have to be famous?
I'm sorry, is there many women Larry Murphy's going around? I don't think there is.
Well, hang on, lads.
Yeah, there is.
Sorry, Ghislaine Maxwell. Look what Ghislaine Maxwell was up to.
Yeah, she's a very good example. Yeah,
but now you're just clutching a straw here, Jeremy, through your argument. You're only saying this.
Hang on a minute.
Jeremy, you're only saying this because you won't like if you were in that situation.
No, but I'm telling you now, I would not go near that hotel. I would not stay in that hotel.
Jeremy, you just give them the papers, you explain, and then you get on with your life. What's getting Gobby and Lippy going to get you? Nowhere. The police will get called, and then you'll look like
you're
second
easy. You'd be okay with being insinuated to being a paedophile to
your own child. If you've none to hide, you'll gladly prove to them, yep, this is the person, this is the bad. I'm the dad, I'm the parent.
No, I still wouldn't be happy with that.
If you take straight offence to that, that's your problem. Because if you have nothing to hide,
no,
you'll prove everything.
It's their problem. It's their problem.
If you have nothing to hide, you'll prove
everything. So actually, no, it's a them problem.
Again,
if
you have nothing to hide, what's the problem?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
If I had a child and I was going and they were like, oh, that child doesn't look like you, I'd prove everything. Like, yeah, there you go. Do you want to lie because I've nothing to hide? But everyone seems to get their knickers in a twist. When
way.
All their cases
have
shown
have
them
you
papers.
But again, it's
have
like, Sarah.
Oh, I'm not even getting into that with you, Sarah. I'm not even
so
getting into that with you. I'm not.
Kids. So your opinion doesn't bleed, Matt.
Oh, here we go. Jessica has no kids. She should just shut up and be sat in the corner. Here we go.
Yeah, absolute fucking idiot. You wouldn't know what it feels like because you're not even a parent.
But again, Sarah, as a mother of children, I can't get my head around why you would have an issue with a hotel asking a question like this in the child's interest.
Ask everyone else though as well. Ask everyone else, not just single one person. No, Adrian.
She said she wouldn't have a problem with being asked if it was across the board and if it happened to everybody at check-in. But again, here's the thing, Sarah. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that to women because they're not going to insult women by saying, is that child actually yours?
But it's okay to insult a man.
Yeah, that's the way it seems. Yeah,
disgusting. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Second-class citizens. That's what we are.
It is disgusting, like.
Well, Jess, it's singling out men, treating them like second-class citizens because a question like this would not be asked of a woman.
Look, I think it should be across the board, but what can we do? If you're a dad, travelling along with your child, I don't think it's so suspicious, but to a hotel it might. So why not, in the interest of everyone, just so everyone doesn't get pissed off, just show them your papers.
But this is never
going to
be. You don't
what's
have.
What's getting Gobby going to do?
But Sarah had. But Jesus, you get Gobby over.
Go on, Jeremy. Go on, say it. I don't have kids. Go on. I know you wanted to say it there a minute ago.
Well, no, that's just a statement of fact. You don't have kids at the moment, so this is.
I should have shut up. Why did you even fucking ring me then?
The point I'm trying to make here is.
Unless you're not telling her to shut up.
I'm gobsmacked that you and Sarah here are both coming down on this hotel.
But what are you doing? You're saying that I've no kids, why should I keep my mouth shut?
No.
Why the fuck did you ring me in the first
place?
Did you not hear Sarah going to attack me? Oh, well, you have no parent, you have no kids, you don't want to, like,
because
blah,
you
blah,
can't
blah.
Put yourself
your
in that
opinion
position.
Doesn't matter.
You can't put yourself in that position. You're not a parent. So you wouldn't know
so
what that would feel like somebody accused you of being a fucking pedo. But you wouldn't know what it feels like somebody accused
you
of being a pedo.
You show them the papers and you move on with your life. You show them the passport and you move on with your life.
He has a different name
to
the child.
It does. If you make life easy for yourself.
He has a different name to the child. You clearly didn't even listen to the story. He has a different name. What's showing a passport going to do? Absolutely fuck off with this man's case.
Then show the birth cert. Show that the child has a mother's last name then. What do you want me to tell you?
He had to, you fool. He had to. But like I said, your opinion means jack shit.
He had to. Here we go again. Right, you know what?
It is.
You know what? Good on the hotel for erring on the side of caution. I clearly must be talking
don't
to my backsliders for fucking usual.
You don't
yeah,
read
you
the
know what, Sarah? Fuck yourself.
Right, let's put you in your box. Stay there for a second. Let me bring in more opinions on this. They're flying in. Helen has been in touch with us.
If somebody had have seen the man running away with Madeleine McCann, maybe ask questions, maybe we wouldn't be in this position. Assuming some man is walking away with a child doesn't mean it's his father, the child's father. And Jeremy, it doesn't make sense. A child of 1.5 doesn't need to go to the toilet. Most times it wears nappies. So she was right to question you. Maybe you said I was going to the toilet. Well, why would you be going to the toilet when a 1.5-year-old child wears nappies?
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Robert, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robert?
How's it going, guys? How are you?
Good to talk to you, Robert. Listening to us in Canada, of all places.
Yes, I am indeed. Yeah, just on the... My wife... My girlfriend has different age, my son. When she goes traveling here, he's supposed to have a letter. We get a letter signed to say that she can travel without him. Different names on the passport. She's never once been asked for those details. Flying. It's even the airport or crossing the border. So even though things are implicated, they still don't check, especially when it comes to women. My son's got the same name as me and my passport, and I've been questioned going away with him. So.
And what sorts of questions have been asked?
just, is that your son? And I'm like checking passports, you know, same name, just, you know, how to prove the birth cert once. But I agree with the sentiments and what they're doing, but I think it should be swinging both ways. It shouldn't just be on men.
Okay, so your point is that your partner has a completely different name, has never really been questioned, but you as a man have.
Yes, and I have the same name as his son.
And again, you're saying you agree with the sentiment, but obviously you believe that your partner should be questioned in the same way that you have been.
100%, yeah. Like I agree with the whole, like, look, you got to look out for kids. But when you go to a hotel, it should be, you got to prove it straight away. And it should be everyone, men and women. Everyone should have to do it from the instance. If you're traveling with you alone with a kid, you know what I mean? You should have to prove that that child. And that way the hotel is looking after themselves by making sure people coming in are responsible for the people that they say they're responsible for. And like they are related to or whatnot. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I understand.
Jeremy, let me ask you then. Would you be in favour of an across-the-board rule that a hotel...
I don't think there's any need.
...should be asked...
No, because here, lads, let's be logical about this, okay? Now, I don't know much about grooming. In fact, I don't know anything about grooming, okay? I don't know anything about, you know, any of that part of life, okay? But I would imagine, just putting my head inside that of one of those groomers, the last place... If you don't want to be detected, yeah? I assume people who are part of grooming gangs don't want to be detected, do they? They don't want to be caught.
No, I'm sure they don't. No.
This is a very nasty thing that they're doing. The last place, if you are a groomer, the last place you go is to a hotel resort for a week and check in where you're on CCTV. Waiting at the CCTV. Hey, I'm here. Groomer here. Groomer just checked in. Hi, how are you? Take a photograph of me.
Okay, what about going through the airport? And this is the point that Robert is making, that he has often had to prove his parentage of his son. Would you be happy with that? If you're taking, say, one of your daughters away to London for the weekend, would you be happy to be questioned at the airport?
Well, no, we have the same name, so absolutely not. Check the passport, same name. No.
But it's not just to do with grooming, it's also to make sure that that parent isn't stealing that kid away from the other parent and disappearing. So there's more to it than just grooming by asking, are you the parent? And that's why you're supposed to get the letter signed by both parents and then a police, a third party, to say that that's okay. I mean, both parents have agreed to let the child travel with the one parent and the police has okayed that.
Well, no,
there's more to it than just grooming. Yeah.
I've had my son away, just the two of us, to the airport. We obviously both have the same name in the passport, and that's never been a question. Again, I'd be insulted over that, because they're not going to ask a woman.
No, I definitely agree with you on the insulting thing, but I can see where they're coming from in the sense that you got to make sure that, imagine a mother trying to steal a kid away from a father and they're going to go travel somewhere.
And let's be honest, the number one culprit when it comes to the abduction of children is normally one of the parents taking the child without the other parent's consent.
Yeah, but how would you have the passport if...
Might have robbed it.
But again, it's not going to happen. Women are not going to be questioned. It's only.
I definitely agree with Jeremy on that one. Women get away with it way more than men do.
All right, Robert, if you call, what part of Canada are you in?
I'm in Ottawa.
In Ottawa, very good. All right, thanks very much indeed for listening, Robert. And
maybe I'm just a lot touchier than a lot of you. I even get offended when I'm going to the States. I haven't been for a few years because I won't go at the moment. But when you're going to the States and the Homeland Security lads, like the questions they ask you, how long are you going to be there for, and what are you doing there? What's the purpose of your travel? Where are you staying? What's the address of where you're staying?
Have you been there? What's your issue with all that? They're the rules.
Absolute bollocks.
But they're the rules. Don't go to America if you don't want to be questioned like that.
And that's, I'm not going at the moment. Like, you shouldn't.
But that's always been the way. They've always asked questions like that. Always.
I just don't get it. I just don't get. Because if you're going to lie, you're going to lie. But anyway, the bottom line is, guys, groomers aren't hanging out around hotels. Would you agree?
Generally speaking, possibly not. But I can't understand why you would be critical of the hotel even asking the question. That's all. They just ask a question.
And Andrew's asking this. Would there have been a question asked if it had been a mother and a teenage son? No, Andrew, I've said this countless times in the last hour. No, it wouldn't. Because mothers, when they're seen with their children, it's not suspicious in people's minds. It's not suspicious. But when it's a man... When it's a man and a child, people automatically think. And since this topic has been a bit of an eye-opener for me, because I'm going to think differently about these things now. And that Karen, who literally stood in my way that time up in Paris Court, she had absolutely, absolutely no right. And I hope
I would totally disagree with you. I think she was well within her rights to even ask. And then you tell her to piss off. That would make me even more suspicious, if I'm to be honest with you. Louise.
Hi, lads. How's it going? Interesting topic. I just thought I'd send my message in here because, as you know, lads, I live in Spain and I've had family here checking into hotels with young kids, teenagers and all the rest of it, and which are my nieces and nephews and, you know, my dad and all. And we never had these type of questions asked. I do find it quite strange that they would do something like that. The only thing I can think of is they got probably suspicious because the passports didn't have the same surname. It's very well known from the Spanish side that British and Irish people have the same surnames, because here in Spain, the surname, as you know, there's two surnames, and one comes from the mom, one comes from the dad. So I can sort of see their point, although I can still see their lad's point, the man's point as well. So it's a bit of a tough one, but unfortunately it's the world we're living in. It's bad case of affairs when, you know, a decent father wants to take his child off on a holiday and he's been sort of, I wouldn't say accused, but, you know, there's insinuations there. It's really sad, but at the same time, prevention is better than cure. I do think Jeremy probably has a personal thing going on because of what happened to him at Powers Court, which I can understand as well. I think we just have to roll with it, lads. I really do. Unfortunately, it's just the world we're in at the minute. It's sickening. Thanks, lads.
Let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Colm. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing, Adrian and Jeremy? Good to hear from you.
And you too, Colm. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I have a bad experience in Spain with my father, separated from my mother, but I was about 9 years of age, maybe 10 years of age, and I remember it very distinctly. We were just came down the stairs from the room after being out at the pool all day, you know, and I was speaking to my brother. I wasn't speaking to my father. I was speaking to my brother in the hallway where all the staff were and all that at the front desk. And I spoke the wrong words. So instead of saying, I spoke bad English. My father's from Portmarnock, and I grew up in Dublin 13, and he didn't like that. So he hit me so hard that I still haven't forgot about it. He slapped me so hard in front of guests, in front of staff, in front of people, and he marched off to the bar. I never said anything about it since, and I'm 37 years age now. So what I mean is, I think the people were okay to be nosy. I think the kids suffer enough doing closed doors.
Did anybody ask any questions about what happened to you?
They did, yeah. That's what I forgot to mention. That's one thing that made me... that I was just so happy that they took me into the office and they asked me, was I okay? And is you know, I don't remember exactly. I was only 10 years of age, but they comforted me and told me that it shouldn't have happened and all the rest. And I remember, I'm still not the same man since then. It might sound silly, but he clattered me so hard that I was scared. I didn't know why this person, who was meant to be my father, was hitting me. And here I was stuck on a 2-week holiday with him, an alcoholic, a violent alcoholic.
Okay, so the hotel, in your opinion, did the right thing by at least asking you, are you okay, and so on. And Jeremy, I'm sure you would agree, he gets a clatter from his old fella on a holiday, and the hotel approached the child to see, is he okay? Is that all right in your opinion?
Yeah, because there was actually evidence there of
No, but the hotel should have minded its own business.
You're comparing apples with oranges. No, there was evidence there. And I would do the same if I saw someone hitting a child like that. Was it a bad wallop, was it?
It was. I can't look at him. I can't look at him in the face, and I'm 37 years of age. He had a stroke last year, and I still can't go and see him.
And does he live in Ireland?
He lives in Ireland, yeah.
Jesus, to do that to you at that age.
But the point that Colm is making, and that's a dreadful thing to happen at the start of a 2-week holiday, at any time.
It's a different situation. They witnessed a child being abused.
Well, let me ask you then, Colm, what is your opinion on the hotel in Marbella asking this man, is that girl with you your daughter?
If it was me, if the shoe was on my foot, I wouldn't take offence. I'm a stepdad now. I would gladly say, yes, she is my daughter, and why are you asking? You know, I wouldn't take offence to it, but I can see why other people are making it into a sexualised thing. Like, girls are wearing these. This girl was 14, 15. They probably thought he had a little sugar mama there or whatever. I don't know. It's sickening, to be honest. But this is the world we live in. It's 2026.
Okay, so this man should have just gone along with what they asked, which was, can you prove that you're this child's father? How would I do that? Get us a copy of the child's birth cert. You think that was all reasonable, was it?
I do, and I would say to him, I would say to him, make sure you're watching the drunk ones or the ones that come in at late at night or the ones where they can get the children to wait outside while they check in. You know, I think we should all step up as a society, ask more questions. Why not?
And that's exactly the point I've been making all the way through this conversation, Jeremy. What is wrong with asking questions? You can't be too safe
nowadays.
We
can cause offence.
Tough. Get over yourself.
But that is a problem you will have. You have two stepchildren, is it, or one?
I actually have three.
And if you are going, obviously they'll have different surnames to you and all that, and they won't. I was about to say they may not look like you. They won't look like you. You will probably be asked those questions as well.
Well, do you know what? I'm actually a bit prepared for it because I do school runs now and I've signed different forms and stuff like that. And quite often I get asked it and I say, look, I'm stepdad. Here's mum's number. And for me, it's okay.
You don't take it as an insult. You don't take it as a man being singled out. You just accept that that's just par for the course and you just go along with it and answer any questions.
Exactly, Adrian.
Right. Good to talk to you, Colm. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Colm,
just answer the question.
I want to talk to Colm another day to find out all about his relationship with his father and all that.
That'd be brilliant. Yeah, anytime.
Just, it's very sad that do you not talk at all anymore? Completely broken down the relationship.
Completely broken down because I am in the belief that I have an addiction, a disease of the body, and he believed that it's by choice. And I told him he doesn't deserve me. If he can't give me that credit, then he doesn't deserve me in his life.
All right, I'd love to talk to you on a separate episode of the podcast, Colm. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks, lads.
And thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter.
His loss.
Absolutely. Now, before we go, we have more Opinions Matter travel mugs to give away. We're giving them away like they're going out of fashion. These are
In fairness, they went out of fashion 2 years ago. It stayed at them. Absolutely stayed.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. Everyone wants one. Got a letter from the White House yesterday, want one of these. So everyone wants one.
Who in the White House?
Everyone.
In the White House?
Anyway, what is the mechanic, Jeremy, for somebody to win one of those?
The mechanic?
Yeah, the mechanic, yeah.
So if you're a mechanic, you want one?
Yeah.
No.
What did Adrian say to Jeremy? That could be the mechanic.
Well, I don't know what you said to me. Here's all you got to do. All you got to do is WhatsApp us the word. It's only WhatsApp. The only way you can do it. WhatsApp the word CUPPA, C-U-P-P-A, to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. But you should know that number at this stage. You should have it saved under your phone as Jeremy and Adrian.
Well, Opinions Matter would do.
Not Jeremy.
Or Adrian and Jeremy.
No,
it's always alphabetical. Always.
Really?
Always. And you always put the dirt before the brush. Yeah.
So you're the dirt and I'm the brush?
No, I'm the brush.
Oh, you're the brush.
You're the dirt, yeah.
Anyway, text the word CUPPA, C-U-P-P-A, to 085-825-2626, and we will call out another person tomorrow, and you will be the winner of that lovely, fantastic...
We might even give away two.
We might.
If we're being extra generous. So once again, send the word CUPPA and your name to 085-825-2626. And not like Sam did, he sent it to us on Facebook. No, Sam.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp and WhatsApp. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter.